The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Friday edition of the Daily 10. It's your friend Matt back again, and we're ready to take you on our 10-minute sports journey, all presented by Prize Picks. Happy opening day for Braves fans who had to wait one more day. And it's a great day for you to consider Prize Picks. Why? Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on all the action while you watch your favorite sports and your favorite players. All you do is pick more or less on two or more player stats, and you're going to watch the winnings roll in. You want to download the Prize Picks app today. You want to use the code MATT, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app. Use the code MATT, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100. I've got my power play of the day up on Twitter at Real Matt Lanta. It includes some Braves players. You're going to want to jump on that in the opener today. You can check out their Demon and Goblin game. You can check out some of the other great opportunities, including they have some free squares that they give you from time to time. But you have to get in the action. Download the Prize Picks app. Use the code MATT, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100 from Prize Picks. All right, let's get to our Ducks dugout lineup. Here's what's coming up on the show today, and it's a busy one, including as it is opening day. Pretty obvious the Braves will look this way on opening day, and they'll hopefully look this way on closing day. Not much in the way of surprise for the Braves. We'll talk about that, plus get you set for Strider and Wheeler in the opener in Philadelphia this afternoon. Plus, the Falcons cannot depend on the Rams' plan to save their defense. And I have a feeling that's the way they're leaning. We'll cover that with the draft creeping up on us in April. And the Hawks' midlife crisis, it's very real and it's very frustrating. All of that and more coming up. As I said, we're brought to you by Ducks Dugout, where Braves legend Andrew Jones has an autograph signing. You guys are going to want to be there. It's scheduled at Ducks Dugout in Marietta, April the 6th from 12:30 in the afternoon till 2 p.m. Ducks Dugout, by the way, one of the largest sports memorabilia showrooms in the nation. I was there recently, and it's awesome. I can't even give it its due without you guys seeing it. You have to see it to believe what's inside Ducks Dugout. 8,000 square feet, a showroom with rare and exclusive items, and a staff with over 20 years of experience in the industry to answer whatever questions you will have, whether you're just a sports fan or a serious collector. You got to see Ducks Dugout to believe it. Go see them for yourselves. 2800 Canton Road in Marietta. They have another location in Lawrenceville. And always consider starting that shopping online at DucksDugout.com. Make a point to visit Ducks Dugout April 6th for the Andrew Jones autograph signing from 12:30 to 2 p.m. And if you can't be there that day, drop off your item early and Ducks Dugout will make sure it's signed and returned to you. Braves, Phillies, it is finally here and the weather looks good today. It looks like we're going to have no problems with a 305 first pitch. Temps in the 50s, should be sunny. Spencer Strider gets the ball against Zach Wheeler. It's as good a pitching matchup as you'll find anywhere on an opening day for both teams. Tomorrow, the Braves will send Max Fried to the hill against Aaron Nola. That's a 435 first pitch. And then Sunday, our first chance in the regular season to lay eyes on Chris Sale, who looked really good in the spring. Whether he can stay healthy or not, we all have our doubts. But his stuff looked awesome during the Grapefruit League season. He'll face Ranger Suarez at 135. Now, at the recording of this podcast, we don't know the Braves' opening day lineup, but we do. The Braves' lineup is the most easily predicted thing, I think, in baseball, and that's a good thing. That if we were doing this January 10th and I said, guys, here's the Braves' opening day lineup, you would have mostly known what it was going to look like. And it's also something I think we can project as far out as August, September, and into October. Brian Snitker is an old school guy. His lineup does not change very much, and it's a credit to his players because they go to the post almost every day. Every one of his starters, his core players, will play more than 150 games if they stay healthy. Now, we don't know. Somebody can go out and twist an ankle today. Somebody can go out and trip over second base tomorrow, or somebody can tweak a hammy, and yes, you'll miss time. But outside of that, you know Ronald Acuna is leading off. Ozzie Albies is hitting second. Then Austin Riley, Matt Olson, and Marcell Ozuna. Michael Harris bumps up to the sixth spot, which makes sense. Sean Murphy gets a start behind the plate today, and then Orlando Arcia and the newcomer Jared Kelnick. There will be times when you'll mix in Travis d'Arnaud and Adam Duvall for Kelnick in left field. Outside of that, not much change. There is an opportunity that maybe Michael Harris bumps up one more spot to the fifth spot in the order and Ozuna drops down, maybe. I think in general, we probably wait and we make too much of lineup construction, but the whole goal is to get your best hitters the most at bats. Everything else pales. So what can I do to get Ozzie and Riley and Olson the most ABs? And if the next guy happens to be Harris, well, you want to get him more opportunities than Marcell Ozuna. That's one of the small things we can see happen later on in the season. What happens to this team offensively? Do they live up to what they were a year ago? That'd be tough to project. Kelnick is a question offensively. Marcell Ozuna will regress from the 40 home run, 100 RBI season. The question is how much. Maybe Orlando Arcia takes a small step back offensively. We'll see. But the rest of the core guys in this lineup, you kind of know what you're getting as long as they're healthy. And that's a perfect place for a manager to be. That he knows Acuna and Ozzie and Riley and Olson and Harris and Murphy, they can all be all-star quality players. If things go as planned, today's lineup could look like the exact lineup you see in Game 1 in October should the Braves get to the postseason. The only tweak could be if they were facing a team who started a lefty, maybe Adam Duvall would get the opportunity in left field. Snit fills up that lineup card and knows every day, assuming health, what it's going to look like. It's a great place to be, and we'll see what it looks like this afternoon at 3:05. First pitch, Braves and Phillies get it started from Citizens Bank Park. All right, coming up, I want to address something I heard Falcons head coach Raheem Morris say about his defense that has me a little bit concerned. We'll do that coming up in a moment. But first, I want to take the concern away from homeowners that something in your home that is not a problem today could be a problem later this summer. Something like insulation is not top of mind. You're like, Matt, I have 15 other things to worry about. My insulation, I'll deal with it when it becomes a problem. Don't wait, because it will become an issue. USA Insulation is a wonderful local company whose job it is to make sure that your insulation is doing what it's supposed to do. In other words, when we get to the hot summer months of June, July, and August, and you want to reach out to USA Insulation because you have a problem then because it's a lot hotter upstairs than downstairs, well, just know they're going to be swamped with calls. And yes, they're going to try their best to get to you, but now's the time. I'll give you another little secret. Here's the time to save some coin before they get ramped up and it gets really hot. I was like a lot of homeowners where my home was under-insulated, and there are 90% of us homeowners whose homes are under-insulated. You can have USA Insulation come out to your home for a free inspection, I repeat, F-R-E-E, and a free consultation just to look to make sure you're good to go. If you're good, fine. If not, they will tell you how they are the only company to be able to inject the USA Premium Boam into existing walls. That's awesome. It's a great opportunity for you to feel better in your home, be more comfortable, and also save money each month with your heating and cooling costs reflecting being properly insulated. Go to usainsulation.net. Have them out for the free installation, free inspection, and consultation as well. Now, if you do get an insulation job done, they're going to take $800 off if you simply mention Matt and the Daily 10. $800. Also, ask about a $1,200 tax credit, and you're saving $2,000 for merely being attentive and mentioning my name and the Daily 10. Go to usainsulation.net for all the info today. Now we are creeping into April, and all of a sudden the draft will be here before you know it. I bring that up because the Falcons still need to address a lot of spots on their defense, most notably their edge rush positions. And I heard Raheem Morris, the Falcon head coach, earlier in the week at league meetings, referring to his defense last year with the Rams, kind of a no-name defense with a lot of young players, and they turned out to be pretty successful. Now, the numbers weren't, like, dominating, but they were good enough to keep the Rams in a lot of games and allow their offense to put their points up with Matt Stafford and Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp and a really good run game. And, it was a no-name defense. Now, I'm hoping the Falcons don't try to replicate that, and here's why. We don't have Aaron Donald in Atlanta. Grady Jarrett, very good. David Onyemata, very talented. Neither one is Aaron Donald. And I bring Aaron up because the pieces they put around Aaron last year might have been young, inexperienced, didn't recognize their name, but they were also playing around one of the top defensive players of all time. who now he's retired, but he was still performing at a high level. Aaron Donald's a game wrecker who, from snap one of his career to the final snap he took last year, was always somebody that other teams had to live in fear of, account for, which was going to open up things for everybody else on the defense. If the Falcons, who I'm sure they have tried to do some things in free agency, just haven't had luck when it comes to acquiring both edge rushers, maybe a safety, a corner, if they think they're going to do this solely through the draft and then add a couple of mid-level pieces on defense, I think it's going to backfire. In other words, if they at number eight say, all right, we're going to go out and get our pass rusher, there's Jared Verse, and we're going to follow it up in the second round with another one, then we're going to draft a corner, or we're going to add a depth-level piece at corner or safety and think we're going to get by, I think they're going to be sorely mistaken. Now, there are still chances to make deals. They can make trades, and we brought up Hassan Reddick's name. That might be one to watch. There's a chance they bring back Calais Campbell or Bud Dupree, but neither of those guys should profile as starter-level snaps a year from now. So they're going to have to piecemeal this together. I just don't love the plan of trying to replicate some of the good fortune that the Rams had a year ago under Raheem Morris as the D coordinator there and try to apply that to the Falcons. We'll see. It just makes me rather uncomfortable. All right, I want to talk about the Hawks' midlife crisis in a moment. But I want you guys to avoid a midlife crisis. And as adults, adulting is hard. It's not easy. When you have to worry about something every day and you're like, okay, what's next on the list? Well, next on the list is to make sure your home insurance is squared away. Make sure your car insurance is squared away. Well, I can give you a company's name who can take care of the stress, take care of the shopping, and take care of making sure you're set up with the best home and car insurance. The independent insurance agency I trust is the Rhodes Group. Clayton Rhodes and his wonderful team in the northern suburbs of Atlanta have a job to do, and that's to make sure you and me get the best coverage, the best policy, and also have the best rates. And they're going to shop your rates and not miss any, you know, beats along the way. Like, you and I could try to shop this stuff. We'd have no idea what we're doing. And later on, it would cost us with a big mistake. Let the Rhodes Group do the shopping for you as insurance rates skyrocket everywhere. Let the Rhodes Group get you those 10 home and car insurance quotes, and they'll do it under 10 minutes simply by going to their website. There's a page set up with my name. If you go to rhodes-group.com/churnoff, you can get those quotes, or you can do them over the phone just as conveniently at 678-341-9667 for the Rhodes Group. Now, last night I had myself a big time at the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. Got to watch a lot of the Sweet 16 action, the baseball, even the Atlanta Hawks were on there. We'll talk about the Hawks in a minute, but I want to make sure you guys are set for the weekend. If you're looking for the best spot to keep up with all the March fun, keep up with all the baseball with the hometown team back on the field, the Daily Draft is in downtown Woodstock. It's on Main Street among all the bars and restaurants and nightlife. And if you live in Woodstock, easy peasy. Just as easy from Roswell or Alpharetta or Milton. Same with Canton or Kennesaw. And what you'll see is a two-story sports bar with views everywhere. Flat screen to the left, to the right, to the back of you, and the biggest and best big screen in the burbs in the middle of the joint. I'll add to it, I think the best menu you'll find. Not deep-fried sports bar food. This is a great menu. A craft beer bar, self-serve taps along the beer wall, and a great spot this weekend to hunker down and watch it all happens at the Daily Draft. Go find them in downtown Woodstock on Main Street. Follow them on Instagram or Facebook for all the goings-on at the Daily Draft. So I told you the Hawks are in a midlife crisis. And what I mean is, it sucks in the NBA or in sports in general when you're stuck in the middle, because there's only one of two paths out of being in the middle. I'm either going to start selling off stuff and bottom out, and we're going to try it that way, which there's no guarantee you get that right, or we're going to go big, we're going to make moves, we're going to be aggressive, and we're going to try to scrap and claw our way or buy our way into the upper echelon. And the Hawks are in a place where I don't know which path they're going to take, but they are stuck again in the play-in to the point of the last 2 weeks of the season sort of meaningless. Like, they could get to the 9 seed or they could be stuck in the 10 seed. They've been in the play-in the last 2 years. This will be 3 years in a row. They have totally and completely whitewashed what happened in the Eastern Conference final run of 2021. Because they weren't able to build off it. And now, as the roster is less impressive, as the owner makes it clear that he's not going to go into the luxury tax, as the team has just given away assets to save money, here they are now stuck in this position where they're in the middle of the pack. And they're not even in the middle of the like real pack. There was a point where the Hawks, in different incarnations of their playoff existence in franchise history, they were like 4 or 5 in the East. They were the 4th seed, the 5th seed. That's kind of the middle. There were times where they were 6 or 7 or 8. You're like, oh, that's not great, but at least you're there. Now they're sitting in 9 or 10, and only because the Eastern Conference is so crummy with teams like Detroit and Washington, Charlotte, Toronto, and Brooklyn that you're going to make the play-in. Over in the West, the Golden State Warriors are 38 and 34. They're the 10 seed in the West. The Hawks would be like 6 games back of them, which again tells you this is about the East. Being in the middle sucks in sports, and it sucks for the Hawks. I don't know what they do. Now, I'd love to see the billionaire owner get super aggressive and try to build again around Trae Young and do it with better moves and savvy moves and not sell off Kevin Huerter for nothing and not devalue John Collins so much that you have to give him away for nothing and not have a bench that at one point in their Eastern Conference Finals run that was as deep as anybody in the game, that gave you Lou Williams, that gave you Bogdanovich, and it gave you Gallinari, and it gave you Onyeka Okongwu. And there were times they would give Tony Snell a chance to hit some threes from the corner, or Solomon Jones, or just whomever. And now they're playing Garrison Matthews and Vit Krejci, and they're playing somebody named Windler, Dylan Windler. Just, it's frustrating. I don't know what the course or the path is moving forward, but the problem is I don't think they know either. So that is a midlife crisis, no doubt about it. All right, if you guys would do me the solid right now of following this pod or subscribing on any podcast platform, we're available on every single one of them. If you subscribe, it'll be waiting for you in your feed at 10 a.m. every single morning. I wish you all a very happy opening day. Enjoy Braves Phillies this afternoon. We're back on Monday for the next edition of the Daily 10, brought to you by Prize Picks.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows. This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.